Tanya for the 20th of Tammuz, for Chof Tammuz, is at the beginning of Perek Zayin, chapter 7 of Igeres HaTshuva, on page 192. The number at the bottom of the page is 368. The Alter Rebbe is talking about doing a proper tshuva and thereby reclaiming the Shechina that had been dragged into Golus by returning the hay, the second hay of God's name, back to its source. Perek Zayin. Which is the hay tato hanao, the true and straight path of doing the tshuva in returning the hay, the second hay of God's name. As mentioned before, this is the true way in that it lasts. A person can do tshuva in other ways without really preparing for it. It can be a sudden tshuva, but the sudden tshuva doesn't necessarily last. And the MS is that which lasts. And also it is the straight way, because a person can be brought to tshuva through strange things, not necessarily godly things, can arouse a person to do tshuva. But that's not the straight way. So the true and the straight way to do this tshuva, heim beis dvarim derech klal. There are two general principles, two ways of doing tshuva. Ha'alev, the first way of tshuva is, or the first part of it, is to arouse divine compassion. Mimokir ha'rachamim, from the source of compassion, not from the attribute of compassion, but higher, from the source of compassion, al nishmosei v'nafshi holikis, for his soul and nefesh, which is godly, that came down from the highest of the high places, to a low pit, to the lowest within the low, which are the chambers of unholiness. Not only did it come down to a physical condition, but to an unholy condition. And also to arouse compassion for the source of the neshama, which is the name Hashem, which is God, he should return to God, and he will have pity on him. Him could mean the person who is returning, or return to God and have pity on him, on God. Which means to feel the compassion, to have pity over that part of the name of God which is drawn down, that enters into and is clothed in the sitra achra, in the klipa, the hachayesam, to give him life. And how does this happen? That the flow of energy from the name of Hashem comes down into klipa, al yedei ma'ase enish v'tach b'leisav v'machshaveisav hazois, through man's activities and his schemes and his evil thoughts. That's what drags the godliness down into klipa. Ukameshakos of melech oser b'rahotim, says in Shir Hashirim, the king who is imprisoned in the troughs, b'rihite mecha, which means in the thought patterns, in the troughs of the mind, he bechinas golos hashchina kenal, through the unholy thoughts, a person brings the shchina into golos, drags it down into unholiness. Zman hamesugulozem, and what is the appropriate auspicious time for this, for arousing this compassion? Hu b'tikun chatzeis. This is the time of tikun chatzeis, the midnight prayer over the churban habayis, over the destruction. Kameshikosu b'sidur b'ha'ora ayin sham b'alichus. As he writes in the sidur, in the footnote, ze shamar sham. It says there in the Tikkun Chatzeis, woe to us because our crown has fallen. What is this crown? It is the neshama as it is above in its source. The Loche Nikra Kodesh Baruch Hu Melech Oluv B'Pirkei Hecholos K'Mishikosav HaRamagzal. And that's why in the Pirkei Hecholos, in the Kabbalah, God is referred to as the humiliated king. Ki Ein Loch Alvin Godol Mizeh, because there is no greater humiliation than the dragging down of godliness from the highest of the high places to the lowest of the low. And particularly if one is also knowledgeable and can contemplate the greatness of God. He fills the world and he surrounds the world. Each person according to the capacity of his mind and his understanding. In contemplating the greatness of God, he feels all the deeper, Yismar Meralde Me'ed Me'ed, he will become embittered more deeply over the descent and over the humiliation of this godliness. So the compassion, both for the neshama in its source, and also for the source itself, which is the name of God, out of compassion for the godliness, He moves himself to do tshuva to correct that descent. That's the first part of tshuva. V'habeiz, and the second element in tshuva is l'vateishu l'achni haklipa, to subdue and to weaken the unholiness. V'sitra achren haklipa, asher kol chayuso hirak b'chinas gasus v'hagbo'a. The whole energy, the property, the characteristic of klipa is only arrogance and haughtiness. Kameshikosavim takbiya kanesha, etc. The klipa is described as the haughtiness of the eagle who rises above everybody else. So this has to be diminished. This has to be subdued, deflated, and the bitush v'ha'achno, this deflating and this humbling of the klipa ad ofar mamosh, until you reduce it down to dirt, zuhi misasa ubitula. In other words, since there is nothing more to klipa than its arrogance, when you deflate its arrogance, that is the death of klipa. V'hainu, and how does this come about? They lev nishbar v'nidke, through brokenheartedness, v'lihyes niv z'vein of nimos, by being disgusted with oneself. That the offerings to God, coming closer to God, is through the brokenheartedness and the broken spirit and so on. Ki kol korban min habehemo hu l'shem havaye hi midas harachem. Because every carbon that was brought, every sacrifice that was brought, an animal sacrifice, was brought to Hashem, to the name Havaya, which is the attribute of compassion. Ava l'shem Elikim, but to the name Elikim, hi midas hadin, which is the name of God's severity, ein makrivim carbon behemo, for that you don't bring an animal sacrifice, ki'im l'shabir u'lahavir ruach hatumah v'asitra achro. The sacrifice that we make to Shem Elikim is being broken hearted, and thereby destroying and breaking the tuma, the zehu ruach nishbara, and that's what it means by broken spirit. It's ruach of tuma. Heich nishbara ruach hasitra achra, and how do we break the spirit of the klipa? Kishalev nishbara venidke, when the heart itself is broken. And broken-hearted over itself, about itself, that breaks the klipa. As he says earlier in Tanya, that for the Beinoni, the self is the animal soul, the klipa. So when he feels disgusted with himself, he is feeling disgusted with his animal part, with his klipa. Heich nishbar halev nidke, and how does one reach broken-heartedness without destroying himself and without becoming ungodly in his depression and in his sadness? This the Rebbe will continue in tomorrow's shiur. in the Hayim Yain of the 20th of Tammuz, Chof Tammuz, the Rebbe writes as follows. There are three forms or three types of hisbananus, of contemplation. There is the contemplation of study, which means that after you've studied a subject and you've grasped it thoroughly, you understand it clearly, then you stop and you contemplate the depth of its message until the seichel element that is within the idea becomes clear and shines forth. In other words, you know the details and you know the structure of it. Now you want to come in contact with the pure seichel of it. And that's called the study contemplation. Then there's contemplation before davening. This is directed towards sensing the chayis of the idea that was learned. Not the seichel of it, but the life of it. Which is different from sensing the seichel element. That's emphasized in the study contemplation. In davening contemplation, you want to get the feel of the chayis, of the life of the concept. And then there's the meditation in davening. What is the meditation or the contemplation in davening? That's to get a feel of the godliness. So there's the seichel of the idea, and there's the life, chayis of the idea, and then there's the godliness of the idea. These three rungs are the rungs of sensitivity. And it's only by God's kindness, that He is kind to us, that we can occasionally, through our efforts, sense and experience the godliness spontaneously without great avodah. And this comes by virtue of the quality of the ultimate goodness, of the absolute goodness of the Eibishter, which is within the soul. So from that part of the soul, we sometimes get a spontaneous feeling of the godliness within an idea. But for Aveda, by one's own effort, there's the need to go through these three steps of contemplation.